Well, amen. So, Merry Christmas again. This morning, we're going to do something a little bit different. I sent out an email and a Facebook blast and those kind of things, and we're going to have an old-fashioned testimony service. And I'm going to go first, and I was asking the Lord as I was putting some thoughts together, I may end up taking the whole time on me. So I can't help it, right? So if I get to preaching, you have to forgive me, I guess, right? So we're going to let the Holy Spirit, you know, and we'll try to get out of on time and that sort of thing. But I'm going to go first. We're actually going to talk a little bit. I'm going to start out, and let's pray first. Father, thank you so much for everything you've done for all of us throughout this year. Thank you for Pauline Baptist Church. Thank you for our church family, our friends, and above everything, thank you for sending your son on that Christmas day, even though we're past Christmas now, but we can always talk about Christmas. Thank you for that. Lord, we take a minute to remember our foreign missionaries. Thank you for a lot of moon offerings, and ask that you'll bless all those foreign missionaries going all over the world, like Gary said, in dangerous places, and spreading the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, we lift up our military. It's all of the world as well, doing what they do to keep us safe, men and women. Lord, protect our military folks. Lord, bless us this morning as we try our best to lift up your name and honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Exodus chapter 3. That's where we'll be for about 1 minute. So if you want to look I think Gary's going to pull it up. I mentioned a little bit last week. I had the opportunity to teach and preach at Cross Point, celebrate recovery Monday night, and I gave away the nails. Remember I did that a couple years ago? Gave away the nails and the gift and ointment. And it was just a powerful, powerful time. It was a blessing, and it blessed me to be there and be able to share about Jesus and the birth, so it was really awesome. So anyway, we're going to visit this scripture again real quick, and then I'm going to share something, and then I'm going to sit over here on this bench for the first time. I don't like sitting there. It looks preachy, and I can't get over that in my mind. I have a thing about the preachers, you know, they get all puffed up and they sit up here. See, that's me. I'm wrong too. So I'm just as wrong as the guy that's doing it for being judgmental. So Lord, please forgive me. Amen. Right? I got my own issues, so don't make fun of me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share what I feel like the Lord's put on my heart, and then I'm going to sit down. And then I'm going to ask for you guys to come up to the podium, speak into the mic, because Derry's recording this. And I want you to share. Some of you the Lord's already been dealing with. And I just want you to share this for about 3 to 5 minutes. Just 2 or 3 minutes. I want you to come up and I want you to brag on Jesus. I want you to share how God was with you in 2020. Now, don't feel pressured. If you don't want to come up, that's fine. I understand. But if it stays right, you need to get over that. Amen? And as the Lord puts it on your heart, I want you to share. You can even form a line. Yeah, Adam, I hear you. But just come up and share from your heart. You don't have to, so don't feel pressured. Because some people really don't like doing that. I totally respect that. I'm kind of kidding. Not really, but I'm kind of kidding. And I want you to share how God was with you during 2020. Now, this is the last Sunday of the year. So that's what I want to do this morning, is I want to brag on what Jesus did in this year. So, Scripture. It says, we all know the story, right? Moses is at the burning bush. Take off your shoes. You're on holy ground. And God is asking Moses to do something. And let's read. It says, but Moses said to God, you know, God was asking Moses to go back to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to let his people go and that kind of thing. And God was going to set his people free from the bondage of the taskmasters. He's going to set them free. And so he was asking Moses to go do that. Moses says to God, but who am I? Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt. And God said, again, remember last week I said right here, God didn't motivate Moses. God had an opportunity to motivate Moses right there, but he didn't do that. God just went on and said, I will be with you. I will be with you. And that's all Moses needed to know that God was with him. God is with you. And this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this very mountain, which is really Mount Sinai. So that's what we're going to do this morning. That's what I'm going to do this morning. I'm going to share with you, right, how God was with me, with us, with Lynn and I, with us here at Pauline, how God was with us during 2020. And now that we're here at the very last Sunday of the year, I'm going to stand up here on this mountain, and hopefully some of you will, and worship God by bragging on God and how He was with you during 2020. Does this make sense? So this is scriptural. This is what we're getting ready to do. So let me look at my notes and let's go. So 2020. Well, bear with me because I'm going to go month by month. Some of you are going, great, maybe I'll take up the whole time. So back in January 2020, anybody remember how you kind of thought that was going to be cool? Wow, 2020, you know, we're in a whole new, we're actually dancing around a whole new millennium, right? And then and now we're in 2020. Wow, how cool that was going to be, and how we were excited about 2020. Man, that was going to be something new, and we really felt, how many felt kind of good, good things were going to happen, and, you know, fun things were going to happen. Most people did, you know, I thought, okay, 2020, this is going to be awesome. So we went through January, whoop, and then in February, you know, God is with us in the good times and the bad times. He's even with us during the ugly times. God is with us because He told us very clearly that He would not leave us and He would not forsake us. That God loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. So God's with us in the good times, the bad times, and even in the ugly times. God is with us. Because so here we are in February. I'm mainly kind of talking about Lynn and I a little bit. You know, giving my little testimonial story. So around February, we are blessed with the opportunity to go on a Caribbean cruise. And went with our friends back here, right? Glenn and Melissa and a couple other friends, Scott and Melissa, Missy Turner. I messed it up again, didn't I? And Missy Turner. And we had an opportunity to go on a Caribbean cruise. And we had a blast. We had so much fun. We got to know Glenn and Melissa more. And during that whole time out in the sea on that big old ship, God was with us. You know, God, you know, kept us out of crazy. Me and Glenn could have got together and gotten a mess, you know. But we didn't. God was with us and we got off the ship and everything was safe and we made it home and so God was with us even during those good times, you know. And I just want to brag on them for that. But here we are. We're starting to enter into what people call 2020. So as soon as Lynn and I got off the ship, maybe 2 or 3 days later, we get the flu. We get the flu. We're talking like type A flu. And I get real sick. And Lynn gets sick too. But that flu was really bad. But you know what? God was with me. During that. God was with me during that time. And all of a sudden we got over the flu. And then March come on. Everybody remembers March, right? Then COVID starts coming in. You know, it was all there before. But really in March it started, you know, television, media, COVID, coronavirus. All that hit us. Okay? And then everybody started kind of getting scared and worried. And you know, but during that beginning part of it, guess what? God was with us. He was with us. We kind of made it through March a little bit, and then here comes April. In April, we saw something that I don't think any of our generation in here seen was the shutdown of the church. They began to close churches and tell churches that they could not meet. Begin to lock down churches. But even when that was going on, God was with us. The end of April, I had a client that was in the Marine Corps, and got close to him, and he ended up living in one of our sober living homes. And some of you guys remember, he took his own life. And that was very sad. I actually received what I thought was a Christmas card from his mother about 3 days before Christmas. And I tell you, I didn't open it. I was scared because I was getting ready to go on my Christmas break, you know, at Penfield. And I got the card. And you could tell it was a Christmas card, and I didn't open it because, honestly, I was scared. Because in the past, my experiences with that, sometimes the family will, they don't mean to, but they'll blame the counselor, they'll be real ugly, and write you or call you and tell you something really ugly to your face. It makes you feel really, really terrible and bad. And so I was really scared. I didn't want to kind of mess myself up, right before Christmas. But yesterday I had a chance to go to work yesterday and give 17 clients a drug screen. Yay, right? So anyway, side of the point, that's my pain, suffering. I opened the Christmas card, and I had to open it. It opened up, and it was a beautiful note, thanking us for, everything that we tried to do. And it was really good. It was a good thing. So, during that whole time, sometimes you don't think about it, but God is with us. God is with us. I should have trusted the Lord on that. Here we are in the middle of April, and then all of a sudden, we're shut down. It's April, May. We're doing Zoom church meetings. Woo! And then we decide to have an Easter service. Y'all remember that? We had Easter, and we had a sunrise service, and everybody that participated, we all came back. Where am I at? Yeah, back here in the back. We all pulled our cars up, and then one big old giant horseshoe. Wasn't that neat? That was really cool. And Dawana and David hooked up their little sound system, and we all tooted our horns and stayed in the. Some of you were in your pajamas. I remember, you wasn't going to get out of the car. They didn't get out of the car. And we had how many cars did we have? Maybe 30-something cars, that just filled up the whole back there. And it was beautiful. And I got up and tried to do the best I could with my rodeo speaker system. And that's what it sounded like, didn't it? And we honored Jesus. We lifted up the name of Jesus during that Easter ceremony. And during all that time, God was with us. Some of us were thinking, man, how can we not go to church? How can even though we wasn't in this building, the church was still functioning, wasn't it? We were still here, and God was with us, even in those Zoom meetings. Anybody remember those? Please, Jesus, I don't want to do that again. I just didn't like it. I was trying to be positive, and I was sweating every time. Can you imagine, talking to this camera thing? And some of you came in our Zoom meetings. Thank you. God bless you. And it did help, didn't it? Just to see people and hear their voices. It really did help, that connection. And I tried to, video myself preaching some of those. You got to imagine, I'm up here and Lynn's over there. She's going with a camera, and nobody's in here, right? And the first one, it was like, I had to do it a couple times. I felt like I was some kind of actor, it was terrible. I was wrestling with the Lord, and finally God said, just shut up, Dallas, just preach the word, and I'll do the rest, and I was like, okay. And so, is it okay to be this personal with you? It's the last Sunday. I'm giving my testimony. So here we are, right? And then something came over me. I think it's just the Lord. But as I began to speak into this camera that was right down here, I just began to see you guys. I looked over here and I could see Tammy, right, and Jamie, and I could see Charlotte, and you know, Greg, and you guys, Adam, Lori, and everybody, and Shannon. I could just start seeing everybody, and then all of a sudden I just started preaching to you invisible people. I'm serious. I could see your faces, you know, and I could just begin to preach to you, you know, and we video, I don't know, we did 3 or 4 or 5 of them. But during that time of these empty pews, God was with me. And God was with you. Amen? Then we get into around June. The farmers, you know, Heath and Emily had great plans for vacation Bible school. And all that just kind of got squashed because of the coronavirus and all that. But, you know, here we are. We ended up with children's church leaders and their passion now, and they're meeting with our kids. Amen. I think that's beautiful, and we're still starting to see the kids coming back, and that's good. And we'll, maybe this June we'll have an awesome vacation Bible school. Everybody still with me? Man. So June, toward the 1st of June, and I get a kidney stone, and it was terrible, and I passed it, and then another one came, and I passed it, and then another one came, and I passed it. I passed 6 kidney stones, not at the same time, at different times throughout about 6 or 7 days, and I tell you, some of you know, I really thought I was going to die. I'm not kidding you. I wanted to die one night. Sorry, kids. I wasn't suicidal at all. It was just like I wanted the pain to go away and whatever, you know, on pain meds and serious pain. And, you know, I didn't really want to die. I was just like, anybody ever been there? Just, you know, thanks, Darren. But really, it was terrible. And I had, the 6th kidney stone was a 5... What is it, millimeter or centimeter? Millimeter. That's the size of a pencil eraser. I'm curious. And the doctor told me, he says, you're just probably not going to be able to pass that one. If you do, you literally will just pass out from the pain. He said, we need to go in and get it. And at that time, Lynn and I's health insurance wouldn't pay for that $10,000 surgery, so I needed a miracle. I didn't have $10,000 laying around. And guess what? You guys were praying for me. I know you were. God was with me. And that 6th kidney stone busted. And broke into all kinds of little tiny little pieces. I remember it coming out. Oh, that's a little too much information, but they give you a little net, you know, and you, anyway. Yeah, never mind. But I remember that dust coming. It busted, guys. That was a miracle. During all that, God was with me. Now, I tell you honestly, at times, I didn't think he was. Now, I'm a preacher, supposed to be a man of faith. But at times, I confessed up to Pete. I was thinking, man, God, where are you? I mean, this is, I didn't feel it at that time. I mean, I was just it was just a little small few moments there of, this ain't fair. This is terrible. What's going on? I didn't feel like it at that time. But now, sitting here on top of Mount Sinai with you at the very last Sunday of the year, I can tell you now, looking back, God was with me. That whole time he was with me. And he taught me a lot of really cool things. So, got finished with the kidney stones.
Didn't you have a kidney stone when you had corona?
I did. All finished with it, right? That was the last little sneaky Rooney. But anyway, so got finished that. About a week later, Lynn and I both get COVID. We get the COVID. Then another kid just snuck in at the last minute, and he wasn't that big a deal. So kicked him to the curb. I worried about Lynn. I didn't even get a temperature, you know. But I tested positive, I had COVID. And I was sick. Yeah, I was drained, the energy. But I was really worried about Lynn. Because she was high temperatures, shaking, chills, hurting all over. And I was scared. She's still young and beautiful, but not as young as we used to be, right? I believe that went long, Gary. But I was really worried about her, guys. I'm not kidding you. But guess what? God was with us. God was with Lynn and I. And we got through that. And we moved on through that. And in July, I began to work from home. That was interesting. I couldn't go to the campus because it started getting corona there, and I had to work from home and try to orchestrate everything through Zoom meetings and cell phone calls. And all through that, God was with us. And then all of a sudden, we learned that Canada had shut down. Our son and daughter-in-law and our two granddaughters live in Canada. So now we're finding we can't go to Canada because we were going to go in the summer. So now we can't go see them. Can't even go across the border at all. We still can't. To this day, right now, we still can't. So we're hoping that maybe in the summer of next year, we'll be able to go see our granddaughters. It's been 2 years. But God is with us. We FaceTime with them. We talk to them this Christmas. So God's provided the technology to help us. But God is with us during all that. Then August became, you know, we all started going back to work. It started looking like it was going to get better. Well, we started coming back to church. Things started going good. And then in September, Lynn had to have knee surgery. I'm not saying all this and you feel sorry for us because I don't really care. I'm just saying, I'm just bragging on Jesus. That's all I'm doing. And that he really was with us. Lynn had knee surgery. It was actually worse than it was supposed to be. And she could not even walk for 6 weeks. Y'all remember that? For 6 weeks, she couldn't put no pressure on her leg. And until you experience that, you really can't appreciate it. Some of you can appreciate it. I see you nodding your heads. But when you're talking about everything from getting up and going to the kitchen to eat to going to the bathroom to shower, I mean, just everything, getting in and out of the car, wheelchairs, it was terrible on me. I'm just kidding with you. But it was really bad, old Lynn, I'm telling you. And it was challenging for me. Some of you remember me having issues with that, and I never really had to take care of somebody, so bless you. But Lynn made it through. Now she's walking. She's doing really good, and God was with us during that whole time. He was right there with us. October comes on, and man, we can't really have any fun, October fun. Anyone talking about just, we couldn't have the October Fall Festival, and that got canceled, and that was really something fun every year. A chili cook-off, we couldn't do it. I still got resentment against that, but trying to let it go. I was going to win this year, Walter, chili cook-off, but we couldn't have that. Maybe next month, right? Couldn't do the chili kick-off. November comes around, and then we get the flu season starts hitting. But guess what? God is still with us. The COVID starts spiking. It starts going back up. We hear about more deaths, and it's real. But God is still with us. Then we move into the election. And it's the craziest elections that I've ever seen in my life. Everybody understand? In your lifetime, you've probably never seen an election like this. You know, and we still believe that God's in control, and who he wants, he'll put in there. Whether that's Democrat or Republican, God is in control. Period. And we have to trust him, that he knows what he's doing. But it was just a crazy, crazy time, election. And December come in, and I've already talked about December. Thank Angela and Gary and the choir and the Christmas celebrations. Right? It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I wish, to me, it's the best musical since I've been here. And I've talked to people that's been here for a while, and they said that's probably one of the best ones they've seen in a long time. And so thank you guys. I appreciate it. Everything you guys do in the music ministry. God is good, isn't he? He is a good, good father. And Wow, you have 5 minutes. So anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking with it. I'm so glad. I didn't just toast. Gosh, Shannon, why is up there? God's good, and He's with us. Amen? He loves us. All right, I'm going to sit down, and whoever wants to go first. And we don't have to end right at 12, even though we got 5 minutes. I did go long, but what did God do for you in 2020, you know? Amen? Come on up.
You know, it's amazing how the Lord works. When you sent that email out, I thought, oh, gosh, I guess it's about time to give my testimony. I said, no, I don't want to do that, Lord. And it's amazing that you brought these verses up about Moses. When the Lord calls us to do something, we never know how. Well, we think that the Lord's calling us to help us, but sometimes He's calling us to do something for someone else. And we never know how that's going to affect somebody else's life by us being obedient to what He's calling us to do. You know, Joshua, he loved the Lord, and Moses didn't get to go into the promised land, but he loved the Lord, and he was obedient to the Lord. And you would think that, you know, walking around a city, around Jericho, 7 times, blowing a horn, would actually, something would come of that. But Joshua was obedient. Mary Ann was obedient to a call that the Lord had on her life. He called her to go and get training to be a RevWell instructor. And Mary Ann did that. She was obedient to the Lord. And I know that she didn't know the effect that her obedience to the Lord would have on my life. Revelation means something that's revealed. And what Mary Ann does for some of us ladies, it's not just exercise. It's a spiritual wellness. It's a physical wellness. And it's an emotional wellness. And as some of y'all that knows me, this was a 2-year. This wasn't just 2020. It was 2019 and 2020 for me. And of course, the physical part, you know, I've lost 70 pounds. And but Mary Ann, we have exercise, and then we have what they call be still on the mat. And that's where we talk with the Lord. Or we're supposed to be listening to the Lord. And until you try to start to do that, you don't realize how hard it is to cut your mind off and just be there and be still and listen to what the Lord has to say to you. Because your mind is active and it's wanting to say, well, you know, I need to cook some supper when I get home, and I need to do some laundry. And it's like, all right, mind, you got to turn off now and you got to listen to the Lord, you know. And it's hard to do that sometimes, but He does speak to us. One of the things that He told me, you know, like with Joshua, I mean, the Lord could have went in and annihilated all those people, but He didn't do that. He said, you've got to go and do what I want you to do, Joshua. And Joshua said, okay, Lord, We're going to go do what you want us to do. He said, Mary, if you're going to lose weight, sweetheart, you got to get up and you got to do something. You're not just going to get some pill and you're just going to lose weight and you're going to feel better. You have got to be a part of what I am doing for you. You can't just be, well, Lord, just make me skinny and everything's going to be great. But he has to work on me. And that's what he's doing spiritually. That's what he's doing physically. And that's what he's doing for me emotionally. When John went off to be, when he went off to be in the military, it was like, Lord, okay, I'm not a mother anymore. You know, I used to think these women that had empty nests and they would be all upset, and I would think, listen, woman, you need to get a grip. Your kids is leaving home. You need to be celebrating. But when he went off to be in the military, it was like, I'm not a mother anymore. What do I do? I don't have to worry about school. I don't have to worry about clothes. I don't have to worry about cooking for him. What do I do? I'm not a mother anymore. And I, for 4 years, y'all, I sat in a recliner crying my heart out. And it was like, I'm nobody anymore. And I gained weight, y'all. I gained weight and gained weight and gained weight. Because I wasn't doing anything. I was just sitting in the recliner crying. And then Mary Ann went and did this. And the Lord is so wonderful. He's always been with me all my life. He's been with me through leukemia. He's been, I love the Lord. He's my Lord and Savior, and I love him. He's been through everything in my life with me. He's walked with me. I think it's wonderful. I can get out and walk in the mornings, and the Lord is with me wherever I go. I can get out in the mornings and walk and see his beautiful skies. God is so awesome. He is so awesome. And he's continuing to work on me spiritually. I won't go into what he's working on me right now, but it's, if any of y'all have watched HGTV, these fixer-uppers, they say, oh, this house, it looks so good. You know, all we got to do is just a little bit, fix it up. They get in there and they say, oh, your foundation's got a crack in it. Going to have to get that fixed. So they fix that. And then they come back and say, well, you know, looks like all your electrical work needs to be redone. That's going to cost a whole lot more, too. That's the way the Lord is up with me. He works on one thing, and then he says, uh-oh, I got to work on something else on Mary. Because it's going to be a never-ending job with this remodeling. But he's working on something with me right now. And I'm not going to go into it because he's still working on me with it. But he has worked my emotional well-being. He has worked on my physical well-being. And he's working on my spiritual well-being. And I just praise him. He is my Lord and Savior, and I love him, and he loves me. I am his daughter, and I am beautiful. I am loved, and he wants me, and he wants me to be with him forever. And I am so thankful to him for being my Lord and Savior.
Very, very thankful to Mary Ann's obedience. because that's had a big change in my life too, which started in 2019. But in 2020, I'm not going to go through month by month, but me and Derry had a trip too, and I had already resigned myself till we might not get to go. And but the year before in 2019, Trish and Steve, Derry and I and Zach and Zane got the blessing of getting to go on a trip to Europe. And me and Derry fell in love with Rome, Italy, so we wanted to go back. So that was our trip in February. And I had thought, well, you know, Lord, whatever your will is, all this COVID stuff was starting, and we're like, we're either going to make it or we don't. Well, God blessed us with that, and he was with us during that whole trip, especially those long flights, because I wasn't a big fan of that long flight. But he gave us a wonderful trip. And we got back, I mean, just a week before it all kicked in hard on COVID. But my biggest blessing and knowing that God is with me is I am at that hospital day in and day out, and I have not gotten sick. And my husband has not gotten sick. And my whole department has not gotten sick. I think in the entire radiology department, only one tech has gotten COVID. And that's a blessing to me. And I didn't really expect me being an MRI tech to really be around it that much, but then it turns out part of COVID is people can have strokes, and so that's our main thing we scan is brains for strokes. So we usually have one or two every week or so, but God is keeping us all safe. And so that's my biggest blessing right there. My biggest blessing is keeping my family safe, my children, my grandchildren, my parents, Derry's parents, you know, brothers and sisters, everybody that I know of has not gotten sick with this virus either. So, even though we've had some in our church family that have been sick with it, and some of them was really sick, but God was with y'all and brought y'all through. And I've just prayed and prayed because I'm like Gary. Y'all are my family too, and I pray for y'all like my own family. So I'm just thankful to God mostly for health during this season of 2020 and keeping everybody safe. And the next thing I was very thankful for was the Zoom meetings. I know they were probably aggravating to you, but God was with us there because we kept having church and we were able to see each other. And that's what made a big difference to me is we were able to see each other's faces and get God's message through Dallas. And that was just a huge blessing to me. Yeah, it was a nice bill sitting in my recliner. You know, y'all only saw me from here up. I can keep my pajamas on if I want to. That's all right. But we got to see each other, and it was just like family still being able to be together without physically being around each other. So that's my big thankfulness for 2020, for God being with us.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to say something. My problem is not stage fright. My problem is emotional. I'm a pretty emotional person. You know, this year has been rough on all of us. We don't get to see our family like we used to. We don't, like normal. And we don't have family gatherings like normal. But right when COVID hit, I found out that Bessie was pregnant. And Bessie had been through cancer. And my little granddaughter, Clara, had had pneumonia twice already, and she was only 2 years old. And so God taught me something through all this. I don't control anything. You might think you do, but you don't. And I had to give it all to him because it worried me. I'm sorry. But I don't mind telling you, I was worried for Bessie. I was worried for the baby. But you know what? God blessed it. I kept praying. And that's not anything on me, but that's what God told me to do. Just keep praying because I'm not in control of anything. And I just kept praying. I know a lot of y'all prayed too for him. I thank you for that. And now we got a beautiful little daughter, granddaughter, and a healthy daughter. And that's what I thank God for. The twofold thing that just reminded me that I don't control anything, that he's in control, and I'm mighty happy that he is because I'd mess it up. So thank you.
Thank you. I want to say something about hope. I can say it in a short time. I have too many.
I know, I'm trying to do it all. Actually, I have one.
wanted to be recorded so people could be blessed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, great. Yeah, it's recorded. Yeah. Okay. That's no pressure, right? Bottom line, I will fail you. We fail each other. I'm human. I make mistakes. The Bible's full of people that have messed up. I don't know if y'all knew that or not. Moses, people had issues. They had problems. But when they went to God anyway and said, here, use me, he did amazing things through them. I have too many blessings to share. But I can't not sit there and say how good and great God is. I actually know a handful of people that have lost loved ones to COVID. So you have to be real careful to say, I am thankful. My mom, who has COPD, who has come back from a terrible fall and blow to the head, almost died, passed a year and a half, got COVID. My father got COVID, and I got COVID all at the same time. We come beyond that by God's grace. We also knew people that did not. And we are concerned. We care for them, and we love them, and we trust God with their families as well. So I tremble up here, because what's important that we share with each other is that the I am can. And I'm trembling because I have no right to be up here. None. We are here by grace, baby. And thank you for that. We are here by grace, and it doesn't matter how old you are, and you are dearly loved by Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And when we get a handle on that and get a hold on that, that should motivate us. Real love, true love should motivate us to say, here's my life. Take it. I am thankful, my son. And my daughter-in-law, my grandkid, Noelle, my grandchildren come to Pauline. Pauline is a wonderful church family, very loving and kind. So I do just want to encourage you, to God be the glory in 2020 and 2021. And Adelie, and I see Adelie and the different people. I was in GAs for a while. I miss y'all. I love you. And I had to take a break from GAs. But God's in control. But we all trust that. But I'm thankful for that group of girls, and we have a wonderful children's program here at Pauline as well. And continue to pray for the children's ministry, the nursery, the individual classes, and the youth, and everyone here. But God, if we would just give our lives to the Lord, He can just make them so valuable, so precious, and it's more than any of us can take in, or more than I can take in. God bless.
All right. Amen. And the church said amen. Thank you guys for sharing so much. I appreciate it. In my heart, I just knew there was two or three, four folks that really wanted to share. And I enjoyed this testimonial time. I hope you guys did. We'll end it with a song of invitation. What do you think? Basically what that means in a good Baptist church is we'll sing, give you an opportunity to give your life to Christ. If you've never, made that personal decision, I want to encourage you to do that. Gary and Tammy are going to sing and play, and I'll come down here and we'll sing the song. And if the Lord's putting it on your heart, this is not a moment of manipulation. I don't like that, and I don't play that game. But if the Lord's putting it on your heart to give your life to Christ, maybe for the first time or maybe a rededication, this will be a good time to do that. I'd be glad to pray with you and settle that today, the last Sunday of 2020. Love you guys. Happy New Year. Amen.
We'll sing.